You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
This is Chip with the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast with the second of two back-to-back reviews of Torchwood Children of Earth for July 9th. This is Mark Goodacre's take on episode 3. Enjoy.
Hello, Mark Goodacre here. We're up to episode 3 on the Torchwood Children of Earth event on BBC One, and I'm still loving it. I think that this is a really interesting experiment in a every night TV event where one episode builds on the next one. We have a cliffhanger each time, and that's a great old tradition of science fiction. But one of the things that's really interesting about this is it doesn't actually feel as much like science fiction to me as it feels like a bit of very good, very high quality BBC drama. It feels to me at times like an episode of Spooks or like an episode of one of these kitchen sink dramas that people like Russell T. Davis so enjoy writing for. And I think that's very good and very promising for the future of the series because it draws in a large audience. And to get the BBC One 9 p.m. audience, I think you have to have characterization, you've got to have plots that aren't just about monsters and aliens and so on. So we find out lots more tonight about the heroes and heroines that we love from the past, but also about the new characters that have been introduced this week. I'm going to keep it spoiler free, so I'll leave things there, but just say that as far as I'm concerned, this is really shaping up into something pretty interesting and pretty different from what we've seen before. Episodes 1 to 3, still getting 5 stars from me. Thumbs up. I think this is an excellent event. I just hope that the story is strong enough to be sustained throughout the next 2 days. My guess is that it will be, but here's looking forward to finding out whether that's the case. Thanks again for listening.
Yada yada, 2MinuteTimeLord.com, yada yada, Twitter, numeral 2, yada yada, follow me on iTunes, no, subscribe on iTunes, yada yada, see you soon, bye.